Your guest speaker for today is John Grubb.
Welcome to our program. We are studying basic facts of the faith, trying to help every person to understand how we can get from earth to heaven. Because going to heaven is the most important thing in this life. In our lesson today, we are discussing the second coming of Christ. People are interested in the second coming of Christ. They're very interested in this subject. Every few years, someone will come along setting the date for our Lord's return. In fact, one of the most popular religious subjects in the past 50 years has been the teaching that Jesus is going to come back to earth, set up His kingdom, and reign on the earth for 1,000 years. This doctrine is called premillennialism. People have made a great deal of money from promoting this doctrine. They have printed tribulation maps, posters, bumper stickers. Books and movies have been produced to promote this doctrine. A host of preachers in the religious world preach premillennialism. More than 90% of the denominational preachers in this world believe this doctrine. There are even some in the church who believe and teach this doctrine to be true. If we were to take a survey in just about any town in the world, towns where they believe the Bible and believe in Christ, and we ask those people if they believe Christ was going to set up an earthly kingdom, the majority would say yes. What about this teaching? Can it be proved in the Bible, or is it just the doctrine of men? It is the doctrine of men. The Bible does not teach this theory of premillennialism. Paul wrote, "Test all things, hold fast what is good." 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21. Jesus said, "These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." Matthew 15, verses 8 and 9. "If anyone wills to do His will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it is of God or whether I speak on my own authority." John 7, and verse 17. So any doctrine must be tested by the Word of God. And so in this lesson, we will test this theory of premillennialism as it applies to the Bible teaching of the second coming of Christ. What does this doctrine include? That is the doctrine of premillennialism. It says, the first time Jesus came to the earth, He came to establish His kingdom. But since the Jews rejected Him, instead He set up a temporary institution. That is, the church. This doctrine says that the church and the kingdom are different, and that the church came into the mind of Christ after He came to this earth. But the New Testament refutes this idea. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. "To the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places." according to the eternal purpose which He accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul tells us that the church was planned before the world began. This doctrine claims the kingdom and the church are not the same. Jesus promised to establish His church or kingdom. In Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 and 19, and He did just that in the first century. Note what Jesus says, "And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build My church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Matthew 16, verses 18 and 19. So Jesus promised to Peter the opportunity he would have to open the doors to the kingdom. When he preached that first gospel sermon on that first Pentecost after Jesus rose from the dead. And that's exactly what Peter did, as recorded in Acts chapter 2. The Bible says, "Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." Acts 2 and verse 47. Yes, the church came into existence on the day of Pentecost. That church is the kingdom of Christ. Paul wrote in Colossians 1:13, "He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love." Note those words. We have been conveyed. We have been translated into the kingdom. Those are past tense. They've already taken place. They could not have been in the kingdom in the first century if the kingdom did not already exist. In Revelation 1:9, John the Apostle says, "I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ." So note, please, John says, "I'm in the kingdom, you're in the kingdom," in Revelation 1 and verse 9. That's in the first century. What does that mean? That means the kingdom already existed in the first century. This idea that the kingdom and the church are two different things are not true. This idea that we will be in the church and then later in the kingdom is foreign to the teaching of the Bible. And so this idea that premillennialism teaches the church and the kingdom are not the same, and the kingdom is yet to come, this idea is false. Premillennialism teaches that Christ's coming is imminent. That means it's going to happen at any time. This doctrine says there are many signs that will occur before Christ's coming. It implies God failed in His first attempt to establish the kingdom mentioned in the Old Testament. It says that Christ will reign on a literal throne in a literal temple in literal Jerusalem. This doctrine is false. It is not supported by the teachings found in the Bible. And so in this lesson, we will examine the Scriptures to see what the Bible does say in regard to the second coming of Christ. Is Christ coming again? He is definitely coming again. The Bible says, "Now when He had spoken these things, while they watched, He was taken up, and a cloud received Him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as He went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, 'Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw Him go into heaven.'" Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. What does this say? This says the Jesus that ascended into heaven will come again. Jesus will definitely come again. Hebrews chapter 9, beginning in verse 27. "And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for Him, He will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation." Hebrews 9, verses 27 and 28. Yes, Jesus is coming again. "Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle," Peter says, "in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles, of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts, and saying, 'Where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willfully forget, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." 2 Peter 3, verses 1 through 9. In the first century, there were some who did not believe that Jesus was going to return. In fact, they said, "Where is His coming? Nothing has changed since the world was created." Peter reminds them, "The flood was a little bit of a change, wasn't it? The earth was destroyed by water. That was a major change." Peter then tells us that when the Lord returns again, and He will definitely return, that at that time the earth will be destroyed by fire. Some people say it's been almost 2,000 years since the church has begun, and so why hasn't Christ come back already? 1,000 years with the Lord is just like one day, and so in God's mind, it's just been 2 days since the church began in a comparative sense. 2,000 years, just like 2 days to God. We don't know when Christ is going to come back, but we do know this: He is definitely coming back. God is waiting for people to obey the gospel before He sends Christ back to judge the world. Because God wants everybody to be saved. He doesn't want anyone to be lost. Will Christ come again? Yes, absolutely. When will Christ come again? Not one person on this earth knows the answer to this question. Because no signs will be given for the second coming. Mark 13, beginning in verse 32. But of that day and that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Take heed, watch, and pray, for you do not know when the time is. It is like a man going to a far country, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to each his work, and commanded the keeper to watch. Watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning, lest, coming suddenly, he find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch. Mark 13, verses 32 through 37. There are no signs for the second coming of Christ. So, we must be prepared. We must watch so that we will be ready. Peter adds, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. 2 Peter 3 and verse 10. Peter says, when Christ returns, it will be like a thief in the night. When a thief comes to your house to steal your possessions, does he send you a letter a week in advance saying, now I'm coming to your house on a certain date, on a certain day, at a certain time, and I want you to be aware of the fact that I'm coming to steal your possessions? Or does the thief call you on the telephone and say, now I'm coming tomorrow night, 3 o'clock in the morning, to steal your possessions? No, a thief does not do that. He comes unawares when we do not expect it. And so we do not know when Jesus is going to return. And yet there have been people for year upon year upon year who claim to know when Jesus is going to return. A few years ago, a man wrote a book entitled 88 Reasons Why Jesus Will Return in 1988. Then he wrote a second book entitled 89 Reasons Why Jesus Will Return to the Earth in 1989. He is not the only person to predict when Jesus will return. But nobody knows the time. That's why we must be prepared. When Jesus returns, which He definitely will, we don't know when, what will He do? First, He will raise the dead. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves shall hear His voice and shall come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. John 5, verses 28 and 29. Note, there is one resurrection of both the good and the evil. Jesus will raise the dead. Secondly, He will judge the world. Matthew 25, 31 through 46 gives us a picture of the resurrection. Paul says, "Truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because He has appointed a day on which He will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom He has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising Him from the dead." Acts 17, verses 30 and 31. Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad." Yes, we're going to be judged by Christ when He returns. "And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books." Revelation 20 and verse 12. When Jesus returns, He will judge the world in righteousness. Third, He will return the kingdom to the Father. Premillennialism teaches He will begin the kingdom. But the Bible says that when Jesus comes again, He will return the kingdom to the Father. Know what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15. "But each one in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward those who are Christ's at His coming. Then comes the end, when He delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when He puts an end to all rule and all authority and power." 1 Corinthians 15, verses 23 and 24. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul is discussing the resurrection. He first discusses the resurrection of Christ, but then he discusses the resurrection of everybody at the judgment. And it is at that resurrection that the kingdom is then returned to the Father. Just exactly opposite of what the theory of premillennialism teaches. And then the Bible tells us, at the judgment, eternity begins. There will be just one resurrection, not two. Note again, the word resurrection is in the singular, not plural, in John 5, verses 28 and 29. He says, "These that are in the grave shall hear His voice and shall come forth, those that have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation." And then Paul said, "I have hope in God, which they themselves also accept, that there will be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and of the unjust." Acts 24, 15. And then fifth, the earth will be destroyed. "But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. 2 Peter 3, verses 7, 10, and 12. Christ came to earth almost 2,000 years ago. He is going to come again. Because He is coming again, we are preaching the gospel to a lost and dying world. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. 2 Corinthians 5, 10 and 11. May each of us prepare to meet the Lord in judgment.